Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I'm your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
I am PJ.
PJ!
PJ!
Hi, PJ.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm pretty great.
Yes, yeah. Wonderful. PJ is a very special guest because he designed... First, he is like a mini version of me.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Patrick. I had to rename him PJ.
Yeah.
To, you know, to coexist in the world.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd have to destroy each other.
Yes,
he's also... There can only be one.
Only one.
Mm-hmm.
Half Latino.
Yeah.
Just like me.
Yep.
Wears glasses, has a beard.
Has a beard.
I like it.
Same hairstyle.
I like it.
Not gay.
So he's the straight version of you.
That's the only reason I allow him to live in this world.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, then that's fine.
Yeah, because that would be terrible. I'd be like,
no, because then you'd have to...
He'd replace me.
You'd have to kill him.
Yeah, he's younger than me, smarter than me.
It's kind of dark, but you would have to... Good thing. It's a good thing.
Don't worry, PJ. We won't kill you. But PJ is awesome because he designed the logo for the podcast.
Yeah.
And took the photo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Took the photos and everything. So that thing that you're seeing...
That little pink.
When you're listening, that pink photo.
Yeah. What was my...
Patrick being sassy.
Sassy. Tell me about how good I am at a photo shoot.
Patrick is very good at photo shoots. He hates every picture that is taken of him.
Yeah, I do. But you found a good one.
Yeah. You just got to make you genuinely laugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still kind of hate it. Just kidding. Just kidding. I love it. PJ is a graphic designer, artist. Mm-hmm. So we're getting a little different perspective on these movies rather than like an actor or comedian that we usually have.
Mm-hmm.
We have like a true artist.
A true artist.
Yes. Award-winning artist, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
When you have your gala opening, let us know.
I will.
Mm-hmm. And when you get your first award for art.
Yeah.
Let us know.
The first two I tell. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Good.
PJ, what's your experience watching these movies? Or like, do you have a lot of like, have you seen a lot of like Hallmark movies in the past or?
So I have a mother and a sister who used to watch them when I was younger. I just kind of be in the room, I guess.
It's just on.
Yeah. Never really sat down and watched one though. This was kind of like my first one.
Okay.
Sweet.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm excited to hear about it.
Yes, we'll jump right in. Today we are discussing The Sweetest Heart, part of the Spring Fever Hallmark spring thing going on. That's so sweet.
Oh my God, I bet it's so romantic.
You little sweetie. It stars Julie Gonzalo, and Chris McNally. Chris McNally, Drew, is in Carbon Arc. Or carbon, whatever that thing is that you were telling me about.
Yeah.
Altered carbon.
Yeah.
Terrible show.
Terrible?
I watched every minute of it.
But you loved it or hated it?
I hated it.
Uh-huh.
And I loved every second of it.
Great. Kind of like me with Hallmark movies.
Yeah. It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it was like on Netflix and it was sci-fi.
Right.
Yeah. It was one of those. It was just one of those where you just started watching. You're like, oh, this could be interesting.
But wait a minute.
Oh, no. Nope.
Would you pour it up for that show?
I would. I would pour it up for... Okay. I would pour it up because it's just... They failed.
Yes.
They poured... Because I guess it was a great novel, and Netflix was like, yeah, let's do this.
Well, yeah, usually things based on books are good.
Yeah, not this one.
Okay.
Yep.
Fair. So let's jump right in. We have young Maddie.
Right into it.
And young Nate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like literally young, Drew, like high school.
Oh, age. Okay. Oh, the younger version of these cats. Okay, cool.
And they're in love and they're like on a park bench.
Aww.
And they're like talking about their future together or maybe not together. And Nate gives her a like little promise ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like little has hearts on it or something. I don't know. That's it, right? Does anything really happen in that part?
And then the end.
Right?
Of the movie.
I think so.
I think they mentioned that Maddie is a baker and she wants to make cupcakes, but that's about it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's going to become a baker or something. And yeah. So then we flash forward like 14 years later and she has become a baker. She is a baker, and she like has a cupcake shop.
She followed her dreams.
She did.
I like it.
But Nate, the old high school boyfriend,
is in prison.
No. I wish.
I wish he was.
No, he went to college. Shame on him.
Ugh.
For going to college.
What a waste of money.
What this movie says. It really does. Because she's like really pissed. They broke up because he went to college. And
well, what does he say when he's a kid that he wants to be? He doesn't say.
But he becomes a cardiologist. Who cares, right? Stupid profession.
What a dum-dum.
Yes.
What a stupid dum-dum.
But he's coming back into town because he's finished studying cardiology, and now he's going to just become a cardiologist and teach other people how to be cardiologists. I don't know.
He's on like a lecture circuit, I guess, where he goes like visits different hospitals and talks about cardiology, I guess.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe just be like a cardiologist, though.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that seems like you would do if that's what you studied in school.
I don't know what I'm talking about. This is Hallmark.
But his parents
probably don't even know what a cardiologist
is. Yeah, they don't. They're like, he does like ellipticals and running, swimming, cardio, right?
He tells me, that's all he does, is it? He tells people to run more.
Yeah, you need to do lots of cardio. I'm a cardiologist.
I'm a cardiologist. Cardio.
Oh, boy.
Oh, bless him.
But yes, so Maddie finds out that he is back in town, and she's like a little weirded out, and she's like, I don't want to see him. He should have sent a carrier pigeon or something instead of trying to talk to me, because I don't want to see this man.
Did she say carrier pigeon?
She did, because I wrote it down, and I was like, I don't understand that reference or what she's meaning by this. But she's like, instead of like coming to see her, he should have just sent a carrier pigeon. That's the line.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're working with.
Maybe. Oh, I get it. It's what they thought that was funny.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
That's a Hallmark joke. Okay, cool. Got it.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock, Drew.
Who's there?
Carrier pigeon.
Carrier pigeon who?
I don't know. I just said it.
That's a perfect Hallmark joke.
Okay.
God.
Do you have any notes of anything I've missed, PJ? Because my notes are minuscule.
Well, before Nate came into the picture, we found out that the cupcake shop is going under. They don't have enough money. She's looking for investors. Mm-hmm. And Alex, who is the other love interest.
Handsome man.
Oh, okay. So there's another dude? Yes.
Blonde man.
Who stuck around and didn't waste his bullshit time in college.
He's like a, yeah, he's like some, I don't know.
He's a real
investor
man.
Finder. It's not even a job. He's just
a carpenter.
He finds people to invest in businesses. So whatever that job is.
So he finds investors for people and gets paid for that.
Yes.
Apparently very handsomely.
So is that a job? I could do that.
Yeah, right? You're like, do you want to give me money? And I'll take like 10%.
If I can do that.
Yeah. Right. And they're like trying to buy the building next door or something and like expand into like a cafe cupcake type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's her dream.
Okay.
So anyways, for some reason, you know, mixing business with pleasure, of course, they go on a date, her and Alex, this investor guy. And he is like, you know, wine and dining her. They're all dressed up. And she just can't like, she's like trying to take her mind off Nate. And, like preoccupy herself because she knows he's in town. She's like really nervous to see him, but then he just like shows up at the bakery, right?
Right. Yep.
And he just starts ordering like tons of cupcakes to be like annoying or like so she can't ignore him. He's like, I'll just take a dozen cupcakes.
No, I think I think he genuinely wanted like to give her money for the business.
Oh,
like I know you're like slow with business, so I'm gonna buy like. That's ridiculous.
She would so it's just like you're just patronizing me. I'm like, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally am. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because he like then he brings cupcakes to like his hospital friends and like he's like trying to you're right. He is trying to like generate business for this place, but he's buying all the cupcakes. No one else is like going into them and they're buying them.
Do they say like no, of course they never mind. That's a stupid question.
Yes.
Why they're good. Why a cupcake place would go out of business? Like
I don't know. I mean, maybe
the only reason would think is that the cupcakes are gross. Yeah.
Yeah. The one of them has rosemary in it.
Yeah, that was weird.
So I'm like, a rosemary cupcake? Not gonna be into that.
I mean,
at all.
I'd probably not.
No.
That's like soap.
Right.
It's like pine needles. Yeah,
yeah, you put rosemary in soap, dog. Not in cupcakes.
No.
I don't know. There's probably some good ones with rosemary. I don't know.
Anyway, so he's like trying to be friends with her, and he's like, can we be friends? Like, really? Can we be friends? And she's like, no. Like, no, I don't want to be your friend. We broke up. I'm done with you. I don't want to be your friend. He's like, all right, well, how about if we're business partners? Because apparently you, I heard that you like to like hook up with your business partners, like Alex.
Oh,
damn. He didn't say that, but that's what he implied.
Oh, dang.
That's what he implied, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but he did say, I like, why don't we be business partners
yes.
then?
So he's going to design the website, which is perfect because PJ's the graphic designer here and knows all about designing websites.
Yeah.
I don't, he's mentioned he took like a class in college too, and I failed to see how you can like learn how to code an entire website in one class.
No, I mean, you know, Squarespace, right?
Yeah.
You just go, make this, make it look like this. Okay, great. It looks like right. that now.
I feel like we'll slowly find out that there's nothing Nate can't do. He's right. like a cardiologist. He went for like advertising. He's a designer. He's a photographer at great. One point.
That's yes. great. So at first she's like, oh, I don't know. But then she's like, okay, well, you can work on my website. So they have a meeting over lunch. And he gets French fried pizza. Yeah.
French fried pizza.
Yep.
French fried pizza?
The cardiologist.
Yeah. Yes.
A cardiologist gets French fried pizza.
It's a pizza with French fries on top.
Oh, I was thinking that you just fry the pizza.
Mm-mm.
The same way you would fry potatoes.
Fry. Nope.
Mm-mm.
No, it's a pizza with French fries on top. And she's like, are you going to get the French fried pizza like you did in high school? He's like, yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
She's like, you're so unshocking and boring, and I hate you. Or maybe that was me with this movie. They go over the business plan, and because they're not friends.
You're projecting yourself.
I am, I am. And he has like a vision of, or he's the vision, she's precision. That's their business plan they come up with.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a standard like business partnership saying.
Yeah, and then we get like a montage. PJ, I'm jumping a lot, I know. We get a like random ass montage of like Maddie like preparing for the big pitch to this investor that has been lined up or something.
Oh god, there's a montage.
And like she's like baking.
Can I
and
ask
then,
is there a flower fight?
No flower fight.
What?
Well, yeah.
This
isn't the baking montage. That's going to come in 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
This is just like, yeah. Okay. This is getting ready for the meeting montage. So she's like, you know, getting box of cupcakes ready. And he's like typing on a computer, like very, very dumb.
And he's like showing her charts that just have like lines on them. Like,
basically.
This is less money. This is more money.
Yes. This montage serves no purpose because mm-hmm. they don't immediately go into the meeting. It's just like it's showing that they're business partners, I suppose.
So it's business partner montage.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Then I'll we find it. Out that, yeah. They're like, it's the next day or something. And they have like the oven like overheats sometimes. So they like ended up burning the cupcakes.
It's the day of the investor that's coming into the shop.
Well,
and they can't have burnt cupcakes.
That's why you can't have a fucking business.
And who is the only person in the entire town that knows how to make cupcakes just like she does? Her high school boyfriend, Nate.
Of course. Mm-hmm. What?
Because they, I don't know. They have the
they
rest.
Did
of,
that?
They did that. That's like what they did on a Friday night, just hanging out. And they're all her grandma's recipes. They say that multiple times.
Yeah.
Not her mom's recipe. Parents don't even come to the equation in this.
Parents are, they died in a car wreck.
Not even dead, just non-existent. Mm-hmm. Non-existent. Not, doesn't matter.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with, I think they do that because like parents, that's like a whole scene.
Yeah.
That they don't have fucking time for that shit.
And there was a lot of B plot on this. Like PJ, like there was like a couple like B and C like romances that were happening at the same time. I didn't even write any of that shit down because I was like, this is stupid. I don't care.
Yeah. No. And there's like no, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no struggle or anything. There's like no story there.
Oh, well, there will never be like.
No.
Actual struggle in Hallmark movies. Never.
Like her friends are like. Trying to get, are going to get married, but the fiance doesn't want to get married or something.
It's weird. And then there's like a coworker girl who falls in love with Nate's coworker. There's like a coworker romance. All white blonde ladies, all very interchangeable.
Yeah.
Although I will say Maddie is a brunette.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I'm surprised. I'm actually like, I'm seeing her.
Yeah.
And you know what? And honestly, like I'll give some credit on this one.
Yes.
Maddie's not like, she doesn't seem like the normal
Hallmark type.
Hallmark, just like ridiculously beautiful. Like,
she's normal.
She looks like a normal person.
Human being.
So I'll give some credit. It gets a few points.
Yes. And more on that.
But we'll see.
More on that later. Yeah. On the actress. So then we get our baking montage because they're baking new cupcakes for the investor.
Oh, and
I don't think there was a flower fight, was there, PJ?
Was there a flower fight?
There was no flower fight.
Okay.
Ooh.
Just in case I missed it. Because I'm not going to lie, I was 30 seconds seeing this shit like hardcore. I'm like, forward 30 seconds. I get the idea. I get the point.
Got it.
Listeners, I watch a lot of movies for you guys, but this one was asking a lot of me today. Okay. I might have gone to brunch before.
Everyone give Patrick a fucking break. Can I
fast forward 30 seconds after I understand that a flower montage fighting is happening? Okay.
I want to watch the flower montage because I need to make sure it happened.
Well, that's why I was like, well, PJ will know.
And no. there was no flower.
No flower. Man,
I had a feeling.
You were up. They were positive. They were up positive. Now they are zero again.
So Maddie forgives Nate because he helped her bake and they can be friends again now. But, you know, not anything else. Friends.
Just friends, of course.
So the investor's on her way and Maddie realizes that she needs to what happens? Like,
well, she scheduled the meeting for 9 in the morning. And who gets cupcakes at 9 in the morning?
Right.
So the shop was empty for the investor.
Shop's empty. And they're like, well, fuck, what are we going to do? And Nate's like, well, I'll just get all my hospital friends to come over. So goes to the hospital, just like brings a couple gurneys over.
Shuts that hospital down. Yeah.
People are like in their like hospital gowns, like waiting in line. It's like, why do all these customers have IVs in their arms?
They're bringing those fucking IV stands with them.
Yeah, Maddie's like, I don't know. They just really love my cupcakes.
I don't know. No matter how sick they are, they want these cupcakes.
It cures sickness. These cupcakes. You should invest in my cupcakes. but yeah, it's totally packed. And the investor comes and she's like this like fancy brunette lady. And she's like, oh, wow, it really is crowded here for a 9 a.m. thing. And
they're just like, yep, this is every morning.
Whatever.
Just playing it off.
Yeah. And the investor wants them to like franchise. She's like, I'll invest, but if you franchise this location into other locations, then I will invest.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. But Maddie's like, no, we're going to do this my way. I want to renovate this location and make it a cafe and get the building next door.
Yeah, no.
And she's like, we're either going to do that or nothing. And the investor's like, okay, well, I'm going to take the weekend and think about it then because I just told you what I wanted to do and you told me no.
I'm going to take the weekend. By that, I mean forever.
She does mention that she likes the website just in case we were worried about if Nate had a bad website.
If he had a bad website. It's a good website. Squarespace.
Good website. That's Squarespace. So to celebrate, Maddie.
Someday we'll be sponsored by Squarespace.
Maybe. Yes, and then we'll talk about them on the podcast. But until then, Squarespace, you get none of my love.
You get none.
You
of it.
You suck, Squarespace.
Shut up, Squarespace. Shut your mouth.
So to celebrate their potential victory, they go on a hike together. I don't know why that hiking wasn't really established, but I guess the scene at the very beginning was by the lake at the hiking trail.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? They should have been just hiking and talking if we wanted to establish that.
Sure.
And they're eating cupcakes together, and then they kiss on the bench, like just like a little stupid kiss. And he's like immediately like, I'm sorry. And she doesn't even look mad. She's just like, we need to not do that. And that's it.
She ain't mad.
No, she's not mad.
She loves it.
And just as this romance, like getting on track or whatever, Nate's offered a position in Boston. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. So like at that point, they're kind of like, okay, we can make this work. Like, we can kind of be together. But then as soon as they start, he's offered this really nice position in Boston.
Mm-hmm. And they're having, like, a fancy dinner or something. Mm-hmm. I jumped a lot of the B plot because that is, like, a bunch in there. But Maddie's like, okay, you're going to Boston? I'm really disappointed, and I feel, like, tricked because this is what happened last time when you left me to go to college.
Bastard.
How dare you go to college? How dare you go to Boston for a job? And he's like, it's a great opportunity. And she's like, maybe I should be the opportunity.
It's what I have.
I'm the opportunity.
It's what I have a ton of debt in.
Right?
It's the thing I have. Now I'm in a lot of debt. More than a mortgage.
So, like, get in a fight. And he leaves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Get out of there, dude.
Well, they don't say what he did or not. And I kind of just assumed he was going to stay, you know? But then the next scene, he's in Boston. So it was kind of
really? So they... Wow. Ooh, that's a little...
Yeah, Walmart you get a big sign that says, like, Boston Cardiology. And like, there's, like, some... The logo is, like, a person running on an elliptical. Just kidding. It's just, like, you know, jump roping.
It's just a gym.
Yeah. Yes, a hula hooper. Because
they're like, this is cardiology, right?
Yeah, cardio, right? Cardio. Anyways,
the director's like, I don't fucking know what it is. Just put a fucking thing. Yeah. It's cardio stuff, right? I don't know. Just put a fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he is like, you know, let me rethink this. And then we cut to, I don't even know if he has a conversation. I think he just literally is like looking pensive. Right?
No, he like, okay, see, he's looking into the waiting room and he sees,
maybe I fast forward 30 seconds.
He sees this old couple that are like, walking in each other's arms at the Boston hospital, and he like has that epiphany.
Yes, he saw an old couple. I forgot.
Never seen an old couple before?
Not at the cardiologist's office.
Dude, get your shit together.
Right?
And be a cardiologist. That is a high paying
job.
Fucking specialty.
Hey, and people need heart surgery. Go help people.
Go help people's actual hearts.
Well, no. He follows his heart.
Yeah.
Back to whatever the fuck town we're in. We don't really know.
Never. It doesn't matter.
And it's the reopening of the bakery. Now they because the investor, I guess, decided to invest. Who knows? But she doesn't franchise. So the investor's like, oh, I'll just give you money. Do whatever you want with it. I don't care. So they reopen.
I don't care.
Who cares?
And
no one's there, really, right? It's, like, empty, or, like, people are waiting outside.
Yeah, people are waiting outside, and it's basically just, like, all the friends
that
we see throughout the movie.
Actually, it's a line of, like, people from the hospital coming back. They're like, we're here to pretend that we're interested in cupcakes, so, you know, we brought our IVs over.
we brought our IV stands.
We're ready to go.
I'm pretty sure that someone was on a stretcher.
And there's a scene where you just see, like, a ton of just butts peeking through the gowns.
Yes. Anyways, so then Nate comes in and he's like, Maddie. And she's like, oh, you're back. Okay. Well, this is great. And then he pulls out the ring from the beginning of the movie, the heart ring, the promise ring, and proposes, I think.
Not sure.
He doesn't get down on one knee. He doesn't say, will you marry me? He just, like, says some vague, like, thing. I didn't even write it down, but it was very vague. Right, PJ? It was
very unclear if he was proposing or not.
Or just being like, I'm here because I like, love you. But then he puts the ring on her finger, and I guess, like, people are clapping.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone was applauding.
And then they open the doors, and all the customers come in, and that's it, the end.
God, like, damn it.
Like, he didn't get down on one knee. It was so unclear as to what was happening. I mean, I could infer, because I've seen a Hallmark movie, that it's a proposal.
I guess. But proposals, I mean...
They just got their relationship going. A proposal did not need to happen at the end of this one.
No.
For sure. It was very weird.
Maybe it was weird... Because, like, it was like, oh, well, you know, we'll just chill it out. It's not like a proposal, but it's like, remember this promise ring? I'm giving it back to you, and now we're together again for now.
Right.
until I get a sweet ass cardiology job.
Yeah, he could afford to buy a better ring than a stupid high school heart ring.
I imagine he just like whispers into her ear, just like, "Can you help me pay my debt?
I'm in so much student loan debt." I was like, yeah,
they don't pay a lot of here because this town is garbage.
Yes.
And then they cardiologists.
Oh boy. PJ, you had so many notes and I blew through that. Was there any glaring things that I missed that were of ridiculous note that you would like to discuss?
Yeah.
Not really. There's a lot of just the side stories pretty much, but
oh, you covered all the side
stories.
Oh, you
got some side stories?
Yeah, like the B and C
yeah
relationships. But they're, I mean,
they're ridiculous. Oh, and there was also like a black lady, and I don't know what was she doing?
I don't know. She was kind of like this mother figure, but
it was like, she didn't have a romantic story, but she also didn't serve any purpose. She wasn't a boss. She wasn't her friend. She was just there.
Maddie like vented well, to it's her their, sometimes.
It's but. Their, oh, she was like, she was the
person to just the talk
wise,
at.
The wise old black lady.
No,
because
she was like
know.
A young lady. So it was like, okay. She was a young lady in a business, like power suit with nothing.
Yeah. Well, they need, I mean, did she say something like,
no.
No, she didn't say
no.
anything.
She didn't, she, I can't remember her talking. I literally go, just remembered her
girl.
Right now. No, nothing.
Nothing?
Mm. It was so weird. Thank you for reminding me about that, PJ. Because they're trying to get these people of color in here. Speaking of people of color.
Well, maybe there's like a quota. Like they just had to get their quota in there.
Well, the lead actress, Julie Gonzalo, mm-hmm. you can tell from Gonzalo, is Latina.
Oh, yeah, right.
But she's passable as white. So this is the thing. Like mm-hmm. she's from Argentina, right?
Oh, okay.
So Argentinians mostly look like, you know, like they're like, you know, pretty white. Where's Argentina? South America?
Yep. Yeah.
I almost said she was from Spain, because Spanish people really look just like.
Well, they're just European, I mean,
right?
It's European.
But I was looking at her IMDb page to see if like all her characters are like Becky. you know what I mean? Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like yeah. Angela, Jessica, Lara, Casey, Audrey, another Angela, Pamela.
Nothing
Latino.
Huh?
At all.
I mean, I'm looking at her like she definitely does not look Latina. Like she doesn't look Latin at all.
Maybe it's
like even a little bit.
It's like
except for dark hair.
Right.
That's the only
and
thing.
And that is a minority at Hallmark.
It's a minority.
It's Hallmark's transition. Slow transition.
Yeah, they're slowly they're just gonna get like different people that look slowly like
right.
This person looks a little more ethnic
because she did another she did a fall movie she did Falling for Vermont, which I actually kind of liked, but I didn't know she was Latina at all. We didn't do a podcast episode about it. I just watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So being half Latino myself and PJ, I was like, oh well, you know, that's good that she's getting roles, but it's like one thing to be getting roles, but if you're passable as like a white actor, which I would say I might be. I kind of look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you could be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm ambiguous enough where I could be passable.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, I would kind of be like, I feel weird about
this. Like, this isn't.
I feel a little weird. I mean, she's got to get her roles and stuff.
Right. Look, and I'll tell you what. As much as, like, I like to make fun. I'm making fun of the entire process of this show being made, or
yes.
these movies being made.
Right.
Like how, because a lot of people are working on them. There's so many people. Any movie.
Right.
So many people working on them. I have the utmost respect for all of the people that are working on these movies, including the actors and actresses. Except for Candace Cameron Bure.
Right.
But I have, like, all of these people, they're just trying to fucking make a living, get acting jobs, and they're doing it, and they're getting their fucking payment, and yes. everything's great. There's a, what I do not like,
mm-hmm.
and I will not respect for most of these, are the goddamn directors. they are garbage directors.
I mean,
all of you are garbage directors.
I don't know. I'm going to click on the director.
His they just don't give a shit. Like,
Stephen
you can tell.
Stephen Monroe.
Stephen fucking who cares. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, it just is like, I don't know.
He's like, directed 38 movies.
Good job, man.
All of them.
Never heard Hallmark. Of any of them. Yeah.
Sweetest Heart, Christmas Connection, Bramble House Christmas, so Harvest just, Wedding, he,
it's
Valentine's
a paycheck.
Again.
Like, this guy's just getting he's just getting a paycheck from Hallmark.
And yeah, like, what's his not, first movie, like, his student movie? Oh, The Beach Boys, Nashville Sounds.
Who cares?
Don't know. Don't know. Anyways, yeah, no, you're right.
And but that's what I was like, we'd be like, I don't give a shit. Just do the thing so I can get paid. And
it's their job as a director to, like, tie it all together, like, kind of, like, make it work, like, you're getting millions of dollars to make these movies. Like, try harder. But
try
this,
harder.
This one
I
was.
I don't think. Do you think they're getting paid that much per movie?
Not getting paid. The production.
Oh, the production is a couple million.
Yeah. Production of Hallmark is double what Lifetime is. So, yeah, 2 or 3 million to make them.
And that's not a lot.
No.
At all.
No.
And these actors are not getting. I mean, this is not like. You're not like. You're making a very good living,
yeah,
as an actor. If you're mm-hmm. like in these,
mm-hmm.
but you're not a.
No,
this isn't star money. This isn't like you're not going to be.
Yeah,
you might be able to get a nice little place, condo,
sure,
in Vancouver.
Love
and
it.
You might be able to pay it in cash or something, but I don't know. Anyway,
so
I didn't mean to go off on that.
TJ, on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. What are you going to do to this movie, and why?
Okay, so I was kind of going into this thinking it was going to be, like, so bad that it was really funny and it was enjoyable.
Yes.
But honestly, I thought it was kind of, like, well put together almost.
Oh, okay.
I would pour it up.
Oh, okay.
Pour it up?
Pouring it up.
I would.
Okay. Oh, my God. I would have never known that. My total opinion overpowered this whole episode.
There was, like, no drama. I don't know. It was just clear cut and it was sweet.
So you liked the no drama aspect.
I liked the no drama.
And like predictability of it.
I feel like that's you know.
That's most Hallmark viewers, I think.
Yeah, that's Hallmark.
That's why 3 million people watch this like a week.
I feel like in other movies, there's always like some villain or like somebody like dealing under the table or, you know.
Yeah.
This was just clear cut.
Just a clear cut, like kind of a love story.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird.
Okay. PJ's a nice guy.
Yeah. Hell yeah, he is.
Drew, what are you going to do to this
Blind.
Movie?
I'm going to. They have like points up and points down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to put a cork in it.
Okay.
On this one, Blind, just because of the like that weird ending and
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean and because they didn't have a flower fight with
big
baking
mistake. Big mistake.
Baking montage? You better fucking have a flower fight.
Yes.
I might change my thing now based on the flower fight, but
you gotta have a flower fight.
You can't change. Once you do it, you cannot change your
And for that, I am also putting a cork in it because mm-hmm. this movie was stupid and I hate it. But we all knew that was coming.
Yeah.
So yes, I believe that wraps up our conversation about The Sweetest Heart. But before we go, we have our favorite segment of this week. And every week. What you say, Candace Cameron Bure? That's right. What'd you say, Candace Cameron Bure?
What did you say?
You might have seen this on my Instagram stories for Lifetime on Court. If you don't follow us at Lifetime on Court on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite social media platform. Anyways, Candace Cameron Bure was kind of like just going on a little, not a rant, like when the Vancouver people hated her for talking shit about Vancouver. She starts talking and just kind of goes through her like Candace Cameron, like it's like literally top of head thinking. And then she realizes that she says something that she shouldn't have and she backtracks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play that for you. And I'm going to ask you to see what it is that she's backtracking on. It should be pretty obvious.
Okay.
Lots of you ask me what my food intake is like, what my diet is like. And I'm just going to be honest. It's a little bit all over the place. It changes every year. As I get older and my body changes, I have to refine it. And so I don't really like to share the specifics because what works for me may not work for you. I don't believe that there is a one-size-fits-all plan. I believe that our bodies respond to different foods differently, and you have to find and figure out what works for you and your body. I also got asked if I eat super clean all of the time, if I ever have a cheat day. Yeah, all the time. I do eat fairly clean during the week, but I like food and I like to eat. So I try to do it in moderation and make smart choices. So for instance, I'm going to Europe tomorrow and I know I'm going to drink a lot of wine and eat a lot of chocolate and croissants. So I've eaten pretty clean these last 2 weeks so that when I know I go there, I can indulge and it's not going to make a significant difference. And then I will be back on track when I come home. I like to enjoy myself. And when I say I'm going to drink a lot of wine, I'm not getting drunk. That's not. I'm going to be with my husband. We're in Europe. It's just we're there to have a good time and enjoy. Oh, my gosh. Look, my pants are my pants were undone. You weren't supposed to see that.
You showed us.
And when I say I'm going to drink a lot of wine, I'm not getting drunk.
Oh, I guess I just saved it twice because I thought it was funny.
So I could tell. I immediately was just like, she's like, I'm just going to drink a lot of wine. Okay.
I shouldn't
say
a lot of wine. What does that mean? Why would I?
Why does that mean? It'll just be me and my husband and we'll be having a good time. I'm not saying that we're just like gonna fuck all the time. Just as we're in France.
We're gonna drink wine. Immediately after that, like, she goes to France and then she's like dancing around with her wine, like in the shop.
Oh yeah,
like,
she's woo girl.
But not even like she like makes a point, like she's dancing with some accordion man and she cuz she's in France. She's just dancing normal and then you see her think and she just reaches over and grabs her wine glass and starts dancing with it, like clearly in the shot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you wanted us to know you were drinking wine. But then you're going to like backtrack on it or like it's just so weird. Like
she's
right?
I wish I could, you know, honestly, like, I wish we could have her on here. I want to ask her things, like, I want to ask that lady things. I want to be like, so do you, she's like, who gives a shit?
No one cares.
Who, do you think everyone gives a shit? That what you, no one gives a shit. No one's looking up to her for advice, right? Maybe people
are. Maybe because she's on, like, a children's show, like, Full House is, like, for kids or young people
maybe.
But I don't know. And also it wasn't like I'm gonna get wasted and I'm gonna be trash. She was just like, I'm gonna drink a lot of wine because I'm gonna be in France.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's something that's
and actually you would, if you just left it at that,
nobody would have said
no
anything.
No one would have given shit because you're like, yeah, you're going to France, you're drinking a lot of wine.
It's when you backpedal and that's the thing, like I always like about her Instagram stories, she's always like putting on a persona or like sculpting like who we should think she is,
right?
But then like she'll let a little bit of her real self come through and then she'll have to like backtrack and like cover it up or like make excuses as to what she was saying because she can delete the Insta story. Just delete the story that you posted, you dumb idiot.
Yeah, you don't have to like do it.
She could have just deleted
and actually,
that
actually the whole thing. She's like, oops, my pants were undone. I can't believe she angled her whatever device that she was on.
Yeah, she showed her vagina. she didn't.
And it wasn't even. You couldn't
even tell.
It would
have been flagged on Instagram for sure.
For sure. Or would it just? They just left. They just leave it.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. It's her vagina.
PJ, do you have any thoughts about Candace Cameron Bure?
I do not. I just think that. It's weird.
Yeah, she's just weird.
And she's giving like eating advice, but like trying not to give eating advice also.
Oh yeah, she said nothing.
Yeah.
She's like, look, sometimes I like to eat well, sometimes I don't. And sometimes people can eat well and sometimes people shouldn't, but I sometimes don't, and whatever, anyway.
I love food. Don't you love food? Food's great.
I love food. I know.
Like who?
Look, I love food. Yeah. We have to.
People eat
food. We have
food.
To love it.
yes. So, Candace, she's having a good time in France, so good for her.
Good
and
for
she's
her,
clearly drinking wine. We all know it.
Yeah. Drink that wine.
Drink that wine, girl.
Be proud. Get drunk and be proud and quit pretending that you're a prude.
Yes.
That's what my problem is with her. She's not a... I'm like, she's stop not. Pretending you're a fucking prude. You're not.
She would
Candace, you're not, and it's okay.
Yeah, we accept you for being a normal person.
We accept you when you're a normal person.
Yes.
Drive me nuts, lady.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But yes, so PJ.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thanks, PJ.
No,
yes.
And
thanks for the artwork for the show.
I know.
You're welcome.
Anybody needs artwork, hey, PJ. PJ, where can we find you on social media or anything, website or whatever?
Mostly on Instagram. You can find me at eldente8, or you can find my professional page at Padawak Design.
Okay.
Pat. Do people call you Pat?
Yeah, some people.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess me too.
Yeah.
People call me whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, since I named PJ, no one called him that before me, right? Mm.
Right, and now like half my friends call me PJ.
Yeah. And half the nation after this podcast.
Exactly. Oh, our ratings are through the roof.
Through the roof. We have everyone listens to this one.
True. Yeah. Where can we find you?
You can find me as always at Drew But With Pants on Instagram.
Wonderful. And you can find me at Patrick Miguel. You can follow the podcast at Lifetime on Court or check out our website, lifetimeoncourt.com. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Peter, did you rate and review us?
I did. I gave you a poop emoji for Drew.
Oh, really?
Heart for Patrick.
Yes. Perfect. That's what we want. That's so nice. I had a heart. Aw, what color?
I think it was pink.
Yeah,
perfect. That'd be a pink Sounds
heart.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Any color would be the correct answer, as long as it's not black.
A black heart. That'd be kind of cool.
Is scary.
That'd be kind of tight, though. It'd be kind of like metal.
Right. Totally my personality. I'm so metal. I love what's a metal band.
You
Stained?
More than you know. More than you know, my
Limp
friend.
Bizkit. No, they're not metal. I don't know. I don't know any metal.
You got it. Girl, you got it.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you, listeners. Yeah. Okay. That wraps up this episode. Mm-hmm. This outro is mediocre at best. Okay. Bye.
Bye.